Well, the provincial government has come out with an incentive plan to help the offshore oil and gas industry. It says the incentive will result in more wells being drilled. The policy will allow all future bid deposits forfeitures, and they'll be reinvested as received. Premier Andrew Furey and Energy Minister Andrew Parsons say it's going to mean hundreds of millions of dollars for the industry. Here's some of what Premier Furey and Minister Parsons had to say about the incentive program.
One thing to note to the public is that this is not funded by taxpayers. This is money actually invested by the industry, and it's absolutely near impossible to actually budget this because it's hard to know what this amount is going to be in any given year. Our hope is that it will be zero, because that means work is actually happening and exploration is happening. So it's extremely hard to budget, and we think we've made an excellent move here that will help get people in this province back to work.
Premier Furey, just in simple terms, can you just break down and explain how this is going to help mom and dad sitting at home?
Well, how it'll help mom and dad sitting at home is what we hope it does, and what I think it will do, and what we believe it will do is incentivize exploration. So it'll incentivize drillers, rig workers, it'll incentivize companies to go back out and explore. And of course, from an exploration, from a positive hit, come projects. So we want to capitalize on the good oil and gas that we know that is out available in the field right now, and we believe this program will do so and thereby create jobs.
If you look at the fact that over from 88 to 2013, there was $2.6 billion in exploration bids. You take 25% of that, and roughly there's about 37% historically on is the default rate. So you take that, and that's generally what we got, but I mean, it changes every year. This is just one piece of a larger puzzle here, and this is an incentive. I mean, anybody in this province saw what was going on last week. We have a lot of people that are worried about their futures, and one of the things that we need, and you only have to listen to people like Bill Fanning, who's got a huge history in this, one of the things that we need immediately is exploration to continue. If there's no exploration, there are no finds. If there are no finds, we have no development, and that's the thing that we need for this future. So exploration must continue. This is money that in many ways was hard to budget, and it's not out of the treasury. So going back to a question earlier, what this means, I mean, if you take a $100 million exploration well, there's some figures that say that that will contribute a roughly $84 million to the Canadian GDP and create 625 jobs. That's if you don't find anything. If you find something, I mean, it means billions to this province, and that's going into all the things that we need, whether it's healthcare, whether it's our economy, whether it's teachers, you name it. So that's why this is so important. This is just, you know, as a province, we only have so many levers we can pull. This is one that we've done, and we think it's positive for the future of this province. Again, we're encouraging people to want to be a part of this, to avail of this funding, because right now, if they didn't, in many cases, if they have a bid in that they default on, it's money lost to them. This is an opportunity to get back and to continue exploration. And again, this is mutually beneficial to the operators, to the province, and more importantly, to the people of this province, including the workers.